Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a peaceful and enjoyable Sabbath. It is a great honor and pleasure to be here with all of you today. Just so you get to know me a little better, I like gardening, and so don't be surprised that I talk a lot about it. It's like a hobby to me. So, yes, I want to talk about gardening today, about fruit, especially as we get close to Pentecost, which is the Feast of the First Fruit. And, of course, we're talking about spiritual fruits, that is. Anybody here has a garden, is growing a garden? Okay, so about 10%. You'll get this message. The rest, sorry. But no, Jesus Christ has a way to drive a point, a spiritual point, using nature, using our surrounding. And sometimes they're a perfect example. And this is the case with the parable of the vine, which is in John 15. I know you read it many times, but let's go there. John chapter 15, verse 1. John chapter 15, verse 1. Jesus Christ says, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Now, who got me inspired into gardening was actually my neighbor. Saw her one time. She has this great garden, really green, all these fruits coming forth. I'm like, I want to have a garden like that. So she inspired me. So I said, okay, I want to start with a tomato plant. And I'm going to work really hard with this plant. I'm going to water it every day. I'm going to talk to this plant. I'm going to sing to this plant. This is going to be the happiest plant ever. It's going to give me the biggest tomato, okay? So I'm working really hard with this plant. And then suddenly some of the branches start turning brown. I'm thinking, what's going on? What am I doing wrong? And I'm putting water on top of the branch, see if they turn green. And it doesn't work like that, right? But I didn't know, right? Thinking, what's wrong with you? I'm singing to you. But it's not working. So I asked my neighbor, can you come here and just look at this plant, see what's going on here? So she looks at it and she's like, no. We need to cut here. She's breaking all these branches, all the dry branches. I'm like, no, you're hurting the plant. She's like, No, you have to do this. This is pruning. See, these dry branches are what we call suckers. They dry, they suck or take on the water, and it's a wasted resource because they're not going to turn green. They're not going to produce more fruit. So when you cut it, when you prune it, then that water now goes to the other branches that were producing fruit, and now suddenly they produce even more fruit. I'm like, oh, I never thought about that. True enough, she started cutting. And I started doing the next couple days. And for those of you, if you remember in biology, they tell you that plants are living things. And sure enough, they react. You cut them. It's almost like slapping somebody and wake up. And they react in a positive way. And the very next day, you start seeing results. There are more branches come forth. More fruits grow faster. So it's true. So now, of course, we know that this is a symbolism, the pruning, as when we go through trials, God makes us go through these trials, which is like pruning. But what's the purpose? So we bear much fruit. I'm not going to read the whole verse, but if you go down to verse 5, it says, Jesus Christ speaking, I am the vine, you are the branches. So Jesus Christ is the vine, the most important part. And we are connected to Jesus Christ. How? Through the Holy Spirit. Mr. Hofker was talking last week about the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, through this power, we're connected to Jesus Christ, and now we're supposed to bear much fruit. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. Now, again, we're getting close to Pentecost. We see that power of the Holy Spirit on us, and we should be seeing some spiritual fruit. So it's good to review the fruits of the Spirit. So if you go, let's go to Galatians 5. I know you read this many times. Galatians 5, verse 22. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 22. The fruits of the Spirit, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. You notice in the law, there's a lot of specific points there. Okay, you should come to church every Sabbath, every seventh day. You should go to Jerusalem 3 times a year. You should, back in the days, well, Passover, you should do this at this specific time. Do not deviate from it. And when they were sacrificing, they would say, put this, take this out, don't do this. Very specific. However, that's not true or so with fruit of the Spirit. There's no structure. You do as much as you can. You produce as much fruit as you can, as you should. For example, you're not kind to somebody once and say, well, check, I was kind to that person once. I don't need to be anymore. Or loving to this person and say, I'm done. Okay. No, we ought to be producing as much as we can. Now, notice that the first one is love, not a coincidence. Love is the most important spiritual fruit. You know, the Jews, they accounted for every single commandment, every single statute, every single judgment. They counted 613 in the Old Testament, right? They divided between positive and negative. The positive, things you should do, negative, things you should not do. So they asked Jesus Christ, what is the greatest commandment? He says, it's summarized in two. The whole law hangs off 2 points. One, love God above all things. Two, love your neighbor as yourself. What's the common denominator in those two? Love. So that's important to always keep in mind, right? But going back to the parable of the vine, if it helps you, and it helps me, every time you are kind to somebody, every time you are gentle to somebody, every time you are loving to somebody, every time you do a good deed, by the way, to me, a good deed is a byproduct of the fruit of the Spirit, being kind, gentle, when it comes from the Holy Spirit, right? So every time you do a good deed, a fruit comes forth. Pick the fruit that you like. I like tomatoes. So one fruit, one tomato comes forth. Well, you have to envision we ought to be branches that are full of fruit, packed with fruit, not just have one or two wrinkly, rotting fruit, really small, shriveled. No, no, packed with fruit. That's what we ought to shoot for. Now, here comes the question, and I ask this question all the time for me, for myself too, okay? But it's good, again, as we get close to Pentecost, it's good to see where we're standing with the fruits of the Spirit. So looking back on this past week, or this past month, how many times were you kind to somebody that maybe didn't deserve to be kind with? Or how many times were you gentle with somebody that maybe didn't deserve? Maybe they cut you in the middle of the road. How many times were you loving towards an enemy? Now, it's easy to love your family and your friends. That's easy. But how about your enemy, the ones that give you a hard time? How many times did we do a good deed? Now, don't get me wrong. This is a very loving congregation, very peaceful. Peaceful is a fruit of the Spirit, too. When Jen came here, and when we came here, we noticed that immediately from this congregation. So there's a lot of fruit of the Spirit here. So don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is we cannot grow weary of doing these things. We need to keep producing spiritual fruit. So that's always good for us to keep in the back of our minds. Pure religion, not my definition, the definition of the Bible. Visit the widows, the orphans in their time of trouble, in need, helping the poor. This is what God desires of us. For those here that are not baptized, this is the purpose that God has put humans on this earth. We have been created in the likeness of God so we can be future sons of God. Now, if from God comes all these things, love, kindness, mercy, patience, good things come from God. If we want to be like God, if we want to be sons of God, we ought to be producing these fruits too. This is what God desires of us, that we bear much spiritual fruit. I want to close with a scripture that summarizes this message very well. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good.